Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for coming back to another edition of Mind Your Nest. I'm your host, Jennifer Rosen, and I'm truly excited about the show today and eternally grateful that I have a guest in the studio with me today. So I'm really excited. But first, a new tradition that I just came up with and I donated to the studio here is I donated a weighted hula hoop. And just want to let you know that I started out loosening up with about 10 to 15 minutes on the hula hoop. So we're all good to go. Sitting down cozy in this amazing padded studio. Okay, here we go. So my guest today is a very special person in my life. I've known her since 2007. We used to be next door neighbors. Robin DePeter, welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer. I am honored to be here and to be your guest.
So a little bit about Robin. So Robin and I, as I said, we lived next door to each other for several years, and we had spent a lot of time talking in front of our houses, on the sidewalk. I'd see Robin walking in the morning, and we only got together one time in Robin's backyard for a glass of red wine. I was busy working and being a single mom to my kids, and same with Robin. So we're going to get to how we reconnected in Florida. So I'm going to give you a little bit of information about Robin, just so you can have a little bit of backstory and how she got to Florida and how she is really embracing the Florida vibes. So Robin has been in the real estate business for over 20 years back in Chicago. She has over 20 years of success selling luxury condos in the Chicago area. And she brings her Midwestern business values to the South Florida, a vibrant luxury home market. So back in Chicago, she still has a thriving business, and now she's affiliated with Douglas Elliman Real Estate in Fort Lauderdale. She's mom to Daniel, who is 28 and recently got married to his high school sweetheart, which, you know, having known Robin for so many years personally, it's just lovely to hear, you know, that he found his love. So mazel tov to Robin on raising her son, and he's on his way with his life. So I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory about how Robin and I reconnected in Florida. And then Robin, you can jump in as I start telling the story if I'm missing any details.
You got it, Jen.
Okay. So my daughter got into University of Florida. She's a junior now. And I had a little inkling, maybe somewhere deep in my heart, I don't know, maybe I'd like to try and see about living in Florida. I didn't really say anything to anybody, but I reached out to Rob, and I think the spring after Rachel got in to UF.
It was the springtime when we first reconnected.
Yep. And I think I reconnected with you on LinkedIn, right?
It was a surprising morning to see, hey, Robin, it's your ex-neighbor, Jennifer Rosen. Are you in Florida? It looks like you're in Florida. I may have a question for you. And I said, I certainly am. Let's start a dialogue. So we started on LinkedIn.
Yep.
That's how we communicated to begin with.
Yep. So I really didn't have any idea where I wanted to be in Florida, what I wanted. I remember when you and I had talked, I really didn't know anything different between the west side of Florida and the east side of Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you just give me how you helped articulate and...
Absolutely. Yeah, Jennifer was saying to me, I think I might like the East Coast. I'm thinking of Boca. I'm thinking of maybe Delray Beach. And what about Sarasota? And I said, well, we've got a problem. Sarasota's on the West Coast, and while it's beautiful, it's about 3 hours away. So, and I think what we first started doing is you said, let me take a look at what the rental market looks like. I'm not really sure where I want to land. Maybe I'll do a year for a rental if I do make the move down. It was all being driven by Rachel attending university down here.
Yep.
So,
yep.
We had a couple of conversations, listings went back and forth, and it's actually kind of a remarkable story, and it kind of goes to, I think, how you and I connected and the trust and the depth of our relationship, even though we lived next door to each other for 8 years.
Yep.
I believe it was 8 years. And again, saw each other on the sidewalk except for that one glass of wine. What we wound up doing with you is you quickly realized that it made more sense for you to purchase than to rent, mm-hmm. especially when you were coming down. The rents were starting to escalate through the roof. And you said, and I think I like this area, the Boca del Rey area. So we explored a couple of properties mm-hmm. in Del Rey, and we actually did it on video.
Yeah.
Because you were not able to come down. We walked right. through on video. We had a friend join us.
Yep.
And the second house we went through, you said, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it it, but I'd like to buy it with the furniture and the accessories and everything else.
Yep.
So we quickly brought that to a close. And yep. I think within a month and a half, you were down here and living here.
Yeah.
So it was a really good experience.
I do want to say, first of all, thank you for our initial conversation in the spring. And then it wasn't until I went to visit Rachel for Parents Weekend in October, once she was a freshman at UF, that I solidified that I wanted to be in Delray Beach. I stayed in Delray Beach for a week. I worked remote. And I just kind of wanted to get into the whole vibe of Delray Beach. I think I told you that I'd been to Delray Beach once before. I remember how cute and cozy it was. There was something familiar to me. And then after I went back from visiting Rachel in Gainesville, we connected again. And I was like, let's go, Delray Beach. This is what I want. And from what I remember, I don't know, maybe I'm embellishing, that I said, Robin, let's do Delray Beach. And for shits and giggles, let's see if there's anything on the market and let's see if I could afford anything.
Right.
And then that's how everything unfolded in unbelievable speed.
Yes.
I think it's helpful, number one, for people to know that about me and Robin is I think we're pretty good judges of character, given
Absolutely.
Who we are personally and professionally. And Robin alluded to, even though we didn't have so much time truly building our friendship and relationship, I think our commonality being full-time working, single moms, was just the foundation that put our friendship into this amazing trajectory.
Yeah, I agree with that. Also, I would say in knowing you and coming to really have a deeper relationship with you as a friend over the last 3 years since you've been here, you are one of the most intentional people that I've ever met. When you set your mind to something, you go from 0 to 60 very quickly with laser focus and a very high purpose and intention.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And so I know that with this endeavor, you're also going to be a rock star. So when you set your mind to something, you're on it and you follow through. And that's a character quality that a lot of people don't have. A lot of people can talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And you do.
Yeah.
You absolutely do.
I do my best.
Yeah.
And I definitely believe that it's part of who I am as a foundation and my values, my beliefs, my soul, where I came from, all of those things. I also know that it's completely elevated by you and the other people in my life who have brought so much joy and friendship and love and caring and consideration. And that I know that all of these relationships are completely collaborative and they're what fuels me every day to get up, to get dressed, put on my makeup, and go start the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always, and I agree with you, I think when you surround yourself by people who kind of vibrate on the same frequency that you do, where there's no lack of negativity, you don't have negativity coming at you on a daily basis. And I think as you grow and evolve as a person and as a professional, you can quickly figure out where the negativity is coming from and where the positivity is coming from.
Correct.
I'm a big believer in energy, and I believe that your vibe attracts your tribe.
Yep.
So I think if you embrace that kind of an approach to your life and you are putting out positivity, then what you get back is positivity.
Yep.
That's not to say that every once in a while there's an errant negative marble that comes into the circle, but you know, you quickly just ping
right.
that one out.
Yep.
Because we have one shot at this, right?
Yep.
It's one time around, it's not a dress rehearsal.
That's right.
And we want to make the most of our lives here and impact the people that we care about, mm-hmm. which is what you're doing with this Mind Your Nest.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I do have to give appreciation to you for helping me really been an amazing cheerleader for me. Obviously, for me, personal and professional go hand in hand. But once I decided to leave the corporate world and start my own thing.
Yeah, that's a scary jump. I did that 22 years ago.
Yeah.
So you come out of safety and security and an identity that where you know where you're going every day, you know what your role is, you know how you're viewed from the corporate perspective, and you have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And to let those lines go and say, I'm going to completely depend on myself is a very brave thing to do. But in knowing you the way I know you, Jen, you are exactly where you should be.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
So, audience, we're going to jump into not like serious questions and answers, but, you know, it's always nice to have a little bit of a framework and table of contents to, I don't know, outline and substantiate the purpose of the podcast and bringing interesting and invigorating guests to all of you. So pardon me while I shuffle my papers. So Robin, I'm not going to ask you all the questions. It's, as I said to you before, it's really just going to be a conversation.
Sure.
Because everybody kind of knows my story about where I came from, how I got here. So I'm going to ask you the same thing. So you were in Florida before I moved to Florida.
Yes.
So can you tell me when that became a thing, when you were interested in, you know, living in both worlds, and how long it's been and what you're doing now?
Yeah. So I've been coming to South Florida for vacation for probably 15 years with a focus on Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. I really love the vibe in Fort Lauderdale. I love the fact that you can kind of drop out or you can tap in, and the beaches are absolutely beautiful. I actually followed a man down here pre-pandemic, and he was living here full time. He made the transition out of the miserable winters in Chicago and decided that he wanted to live down here full time. So I was coming back and forth every 10 days for about 4 days at a crack while running my business up north. I was mm-hmm. not licensed in South Florida at that time at all. And basically, with the pandemic coming, I had made the decision that I wanted to get a place down here.
Mm-hmm.
Or prior to the pandemic coming, I made a decision I wanted to get a place down here. And that was such a great decision. Mm-hmm. I rented an apartment on the Intercoastal. The pandemic hit, and Chicago, which is my home base, or was my home base, shut down. I lived downtown Chicago in Streeterville. There was no cars on the streets. There were no buses. There was nothing. So
that must have been a huge shift, because I know you to be hustling and bustling and going for your business.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. How was that? Were you concerned? Were you nervous?
Oh, absolutely. With the pandemic, I don't think any of us knew what the outcome was going to be at the back end.
Mm-hmm.
How long was it going to last? How was the world going to change?
Yep.
And one of the things in real estate we saw, I work primarily in an urban environment, and we saw everybody exiting the urban confines, mm-hmm. the cities, and heading out to the suburbs, because we all went on lockdown in the city. So people, the only real estate that was really being transacted was out in the suburbs, where you could own a piece of land and you could run your own world.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to cook out, if you wanted to be in your backyard, etc.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a very scary time, but I've been through other scary times. 2008 in real estate, mm-hmm. when the market totally shut down because of the housing crisis and the mortgage crisis. That light didn't go back on until 2012. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And at that point, I actually wasn't sure that real estate was ever going to come back. So having a little bit of that experience of being involved in a major and living through and coming back, I never left real estate. I've been in real estate for 23 years now,
wow.
Corporate America, 20 years prior to that. I'm aging myself. But yeah, it was scary, but you hang in there. You know what your purpose is. Real estate and serving my clients at the highest level is my purpose. I enjoy it. It brings me joy to help people.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what we earn as realtors, that's my icing on the cake.
Yep.
That's the grace that comes along with what I do on a daily basis. So I would never leave. I can't imagine doing anything else. And we just know, as an independent contractor, someone who runs their own business, you are going to have to ride the waves of the market.
When you first came to Fort Lauderdale, when you were getting into that shift, had you immediately thought about getting your license here in Florida, or were you simply thinking one dimensional. I'm going to continue my robust business in Chicago, and I'm just going to go back and forth to Florida and enjoy the Sunshine State.
Right. That is a great question.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I never wanted to just come here and be on vacation and mm-hmm. enjoy the Sunshine State. I wanted to set up a life down here.
Got it.
And my goal, lofty as it was to actually duplicate my very successful business that I have in Chicago mm-hmm. down here in Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
And I have to say I was a little bit naive because I thought I would just walk in and my brand would carry me and people would be like, Robin DePeter is here.
She's here
and let's just give her our luxury condo listings because she's got such a track record in Chicago.
Right.
Well, it's been 3.5 years that I've had my license down here. Mm-hmm. And basically the last year is when I've just started to get some traction with Douglas Elliman. I was with a boutique agency prior to that just because my business in Chicago was pulling me out of this market. And now I've got a very good balance. I still service my clients up in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I handle a lot of listings up there. And I have a team who supports me. So my clients deal with me, but I'm not opening the doors and using the keys any longer.
Got it.
But I can, as I say to my close friend group, I live in Fort Lauderdale and I travel for business. I can be on a plane tomorrow morning if I need to be.
Right.
So while I haven't been able to duplicate that business, I am starting to get some traction and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. And eventually that business hopefully will, in Chicago, will be referred to a very good colleague of mine who I know will take very good care of my clients. But I am nowhere near that yet.
And so tell me a little bit about your initial experience getting your toes in the real estate market here in Florida. And I'm talking as somebody who kind of had to dip my toes in as well professionally when I
right.
first moved here.
Right.
You and I both, we've never not worked. We've
right.
always worked.
Always
We're
worked.
Always hustling.
Yes.
Always figuring it out because that's just part of who we are.
Right.
And right. so I understand how you were feeling from a different perspective, but tell me about when you first got here and you're like, okay, I'm going to start getting my toes in the water from a real estate, like brand new. It's almost like you're fresh out of real estate
right.
school,
right? Well, right. After being in the business for 23 years and, or at that point, probably 20 years and coming down and thinking, oh, I'm just going to be able to walk in and duplicate what I do. You quickly find out that you are a newbie. And to go from the top of performance and the top of my market, top 1% in my office and all the rest of it back in Chicago, to come back where nobody knows your name.
Right.
And people are like, what do you do? And when you say, I'm a realtor, people go, oh, yeah, I know about 5 of you. My brother's one, my sister's one, I've got an aunt who does it, 2 of my best friends do it. This is a very saturated market relative to realtors, and all I will say is
interesting.
Very saturated, highly competitive, and most realtors down here are doing it part-time. It's, especially if you're a snowbird, it's difficult, and it's the Wild West down here is what I would say in terms of real estate. The values are very different, and what I think is really important from where I come from, the Midwestern values of we do what we say. We are committed to our plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way things always roll down here. Mm. So I've hit a lot of speed bumps along the way in trying to get my business launched. But I think part of the key to my success will be being affiliated with a national brand
mm-hmm.
versus a
yeah.
boutique. So, yeah, again, it's a lot of marketing. You and I have talked about this. It's creating a brand, getting a logo, creating a brand, getting your business cards done, talking to people, networking with people. This is what I'm doing.
Yep.
Being excited in the moment to talk to people about what you're doing will carry you so much further than a postcard that arrives blindly in somebody's mailbox.
Yep.
And yeah, what you're doing with the podcast is fabulous. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
So I remember when I first decided to leave the business world and I joined the chamber, the Delray Beach Chamber of Commerce, and I know how important networking has been in
yeah.
in an authentic way. You're not
yes.
networking just to hand out cards and to say, oh, I met 33 people today.
Right.
Or we're not looking to network between 28 and 31 days a month
no.
because we're, again, I am always who I say I am, and same with you. So
yeah.
we're very authentic. We believe in confidentiality and very professional in our approach and having integrity. So it was really fun and has been to say, hey, Robin, there's a networking event. Would you like to come with me? Or here's an opportunity. Yeah. And it's been really nice that we can kind of tag team like that.
Yeah, I've enjoyed that. And I've enjoyed growing with you as a professional, as you're growing yourself with your new venture. It's fun for me. And I'm really excited for you. And I think to your point about the networking, Jen, we are authentic. Yeah. And you and I are both very energy driven people. Mm-hmm. And we can connect very quickly with people.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. But we also have to put our filters on and say, is this the right connection?
Completely.
And typically those types of non-connections prove themselves out pretty quickly, because there are a lot of people out there that are at these networking events where I'm handing out 35 cards today.
Yeah.
That is not the goal and objective. The goal and objective is to make a genuine contact with somebody who now believes in your mission.
Yeah.
You believe in their mission.
Yeah.
And it's a win-win. It actually becomes a relationship.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Which I think is key. And that is, I think that's the cornerstone to any business that a person is trying to build is the strength of the relationships and your values and how those resonate with others.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, however you are connecting, whether it's over business or a personal thing, or for me, a love of ice cream, whatever the case may be. I mean, it's like you can tell right from the jump. I also, and this will be a topic for another podcast, but I've always equated professional connections for me, just because I've never not worked in my entire life, that it's kind of like dating in a way.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So you just know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If there's chemistry, if there's not, you can tell in just a couple minutes if you're looking to continue on with this person.
Right. And I also, you know, your energy, your approach, your goals for your business need to resonate with the individual who's receiving it.
Right.
And again, you can read people, because what you have are gifts. That's how I look at my business and my personal life.
Yeah.
I want to gift the people who are important to me with my talents and my help and my assistance, because if they're on a trajectory and they have a goal, my goal is to get them there.
That's exactly right.
And if we're going to work together, it's going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
But if you're going to work against me, or if you feel I'm working against you, then it's just, we're going to stand still. We're not going to make the progress that you want, and we're going to come out of it dissatisfied.
Yep.
Life's too short for that type of dissatisfaction.
I agree. Do you have an example of a client? I mean, I know you're very well established in the Chicago market, and I'm sure you've had stories beyond stories. And does one stick out in your mind, maybe early on in your career or later, really as a seasoned professional, that really kind of had you bending your body in different directions that you had no idea you can bend?
Every day is a challenge in real estate. I've told a few people, I'm kind of like a short order cook.
Yeah.
The tickets come up on the wheel, spin it. I don't know if it's going to be scrambled eggs. I don't know if it's going to be pancakes, if it's a burger. It's like, just spin the dial. What's the next ticket? What's the next ticket? I have to say, I've had a myriad of experiences, and most of them really, really good. Otherwise, I wouldn't still be in this business. It would have kicked me out, and that's what happens to most people. I enjoy the variety. So I enjoy stretching. My feeling is, if I'm not growing, I'm kind of dying on the vine.
Yeah.
So test me. Whatever your situation is, and I deal with people in distressed personal situations. They have financial issues. And then, of course, I get the people who are able to walk in and drop $6.6 million cash on a property, which is, when you have that day, you're just doing that little happy dance. And I'm sure I could hula hoop for about 35 minutes that one.
I was so excited for you. Okay, so tell us about that, because how that happened.
Yeah, that was a... I was brand new to Douglas Elliman at the time. It was a year ago. And I have a very valued client that I've worked with up in Chicago who bought a property down in Coconut Grove. And they bought it through the developer, but I sold their penthouse up in Evanston, and I set a record for them. Evanston's a suburb.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Evanston's a suburb.
Or as we Jewish people like to say, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov. Thank you. I appreciate that. So he actually gave me a call. He knew that I was flexing between Chicago and Fort Lauderdale, and always had said, you need to get together together with my wife and I. When you're down there, let us know. We're down there in the winter. We're snowbirding it. And then they were back and forth. So basically, I get a call from him one day and he says, I need to talk to you about some pricing. And he said, it's not on anything in Chicago. It's down in Miami. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. So we started laying out, we're going to be changing our lifestyle. We're actually going to be leaving the country for a couple of years. So while we love this beautiful condo that we've just closed on, we're going to sell it. And I'm talking to a few realtors and they've given me some pricing and I want to bounce that off of you. And I said, hop. Stop right there. I said, why are you talking to a couple of realtors and calling me about pricing? I said, why are you not talking to me? He said, well,
love it.
He said, you're love in Chicago. It. I said, I am sitting at my breakfast bar in Fort Lauderdale right now. And he said to me, how awesome. Soon can you get here? I was there the next morning. I was in competition with three very established realtors out of the Miami area. But because of my relationship with him and what I was able to do mm-hmm. for him in the past, he hired me and I sold the property in record time I set a record in the building for
him. I mean, yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a great story.
Oh my God, I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was just thrilled for you.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled to be. And it was a beautiful property. I didn't physically see it, but I saw the pictures and I was like, wow. Yeah. God bless people who have money.
Yeah. But that goes to, again, it goes to that relationship. It goes to the fact that we had established something. He trusted me. Yep. He knew I was a known quantity. So, yeah, it worked out very well. And I just wish I had more clients like that who had property down here from Chicago. But
well, we're hoping I'm doing my best to help, in that
and
regard.
You are an awesome,
as much as possible.
You are an Uber connector. There's a few titles I would give Jen. Uber connector, super genuine, and just, I mean, you beam positivity.
Oh, thank you.
You do.
All right. So we're going to kind of, we never really got to the questions because we're just chatting, which is fantastic.
Right.
So, but I really want to know, number one, the name of my podcast and my business. So can you tell me what does Mind Your Nest mean to you personally? And how do you interpret the concept of nurturing and caring for your inner world, your environment, your personal sanity, and all of that?
Yeah.
What does that resonate with you?
Absolutely. And I love the name of your company. And I told you that when we first met lunch and you said, this is it. And actually, I have it as an LLC, et cetera. To me, Mind Your Nest is basically, it's taking care of the people and the things that are most important to you.
Yep.
It's taking care of yourself first and foremost, because if you are not taking care of yourself, you can't be good for anybody else. And that's emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially.
Yep.
If you can hit on all of those key tenets, then basically you can go out and be abundant with others. And I just had this conversation with somebody on my way up here today. It's the little things that we do to take care of ourselves that compound into making that overall feeling of abundance and yep. feeling of daily joy something we can realize. So it's not necessarily flying off to Monte Carlo for dinner because that's like really great and that would be really taking care of myself. It's the whipped cream in my coffee.
Right, exactly.
It's the power walk along the beach. It's hearing the birds sing in the morning and being present enough to say, what a beautiful day this is.
Yep.
And as you feed your soul and your spirit, and if you start there, then I think it just goes out. I think if you're mindful of yourself, you're mindful of your finances, you're mindful of your physical environment, and you're mindful of your relationships, you've got it all. I mean, you're really banging on all cylinders there.
Yep, I agree. And, I truly believe that you and I, being single full-time working moms, Daniel's 28, mine are 21 and 23.
Yeah.
It was hard to really mind your nest in those early years because we had these babies that needed guidance. So it's been wonderful to see as our kids have gotten older that we can really embrace the minding our own nest and putting ourselves first in the most authentic way possible.
Right. And for the first time in our lives.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
I don't know. You have to walk this path to fully understand that your children and that charge that you have taken on of raising them as a single parent really is all consuming, but it is also your why. It's what drives you every single day of your life.
Yeah.
So when you get that freedom to be able to take care of yourself, it's a little discombobulating in the beginning. You go, what?
Right.
Me, I matter now.
Right.
But once you embrace it, you're off to the races.
That's right. You're like, wait a minute. It's just not a 30-minute manicure. I get all of it.
All of
it. This is amazing.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, Robin. I thank you.
Oh.
I mean, this time went by so fast.
I can't believe we're at the end.
Were you nervous?
No, not at all. I mean, this is like sitting
with a friend.
It's like you and I sitting down and having a lunch together.
It is.
It's been brilliant. And I am so honored to be your guest. I really am. And
first,
I thank you so
much. Number one.
I can't believe it. I didn't know if you were going to edit that out or not.
No.
So I didn't want to say first guest.
Number one. And I was so happy. Yeah. I'm like, I know who it's got to be.
You're amazing.
All right, everybody. We've come to the end of the show. I know, sad as it is. But I hope you, I don't know, laughed a little bit, giggled at our humor back and forth, maybe learned something. And most of all, just enjoyed the ride. So, as we always say at the end of the show, please join me in this journey towards a brighter future by tuning in on various platforms and leaving a 5-star review. This podcast emphasizes courage, belief in oneself, and the power of shared experiences and resilience. And don't forget to hula hoop. See you next time, friends. XOXO.